Prince Elias, the main event himself. Theodoro, welcome and happy Main Monday. Obviously, today is Monday, October the 7th. Going out on a limb here, it's the 7th. A lot has happened in mixed martial arts. Well, two specific things. A lot in my life, I guess, more specifically. We had this weekend two big events. One for UFC, which was Down Under. Robert Whittaker and Israel Adesanya, which we'll get into. But before that, yours truly, obviously the main event, M-A-N-E, trademark included. But yours truly was also in Kansas City, once again, for Invicta 37. For those of you that don't know, Invicta is a all-female MMA organization, which I am the inaugural, the ring boy, trademark also included, for Invicta. That's right. So I am a male ring card holder who is also taking part of a great night of fights with the best seat in the house. I've been doing this for the better part of nearly 2 years. I love being a part of the Invicta family. Love going out to Kansas. Great night of fights, as I mentioned. And not only am I there, you know, doing my thing, as one might say, along the catwalk. No, the edge of the cage. You know, I'm too sexy. Yeah, that was the song. Throwback. Bernardo, do you know the reference? I'm too sexy. I'm too sexy for my... Never mind. Bernardo seems too young. Long story short, I was able to do my stuff on the Ring Boy circuit, and lo and behold, got to see a celebrity appearance beyond, obviously, this Ring Boy. Bernardo, guess who ended up popping in? It was familiar with Halle Berry. She was in the stands. That's right. And, as I mentioned, I'm the Ring Boy, so I'm shirtless, walk around holding the cards. And, you know, I got Mrs. Halle Berry's attention every once in a while, but she was so fixated in the fights. Because, again, great night of fights. There were a hell of a good ones. But she gave all the fighters nothing but respect and basically was glued to the monitor. She was front row and was just glued to the monitor watching the fights. So she was enthralled and it was really cool. Tried to get her attention, obviously, but she was focused. And again, all kidding aside, as I mentioned, I love being a part of the Invicta family and always trying to add to a great night of fights, not subtract or, you know, take away in any way, shape, or form. So always add, not subtract. Moving now to UFC Down Under, and you'll understand the segue. Part of the reason why I am a ring boy is, believe it or not, for, you know, the true in my opinion, the true pursuit of equality is more, not less. And what I'm referring to is, as of recently, especially with social media being such a fixture of today's society, in many ways it's filled kind of the void in regards to the way a lot of us get our information. Bernardo, do you read newspapers anymore? No. See, I don't know about you, but a lot of my internet comes from Twitter. It comes from online, you know, memes. There's many different ways you can get the gist of what's kind of going on, no matter what the subject is. So a lot of people have been putting out in the MMA community and beyond. You know, MMA in many ways has gone, you know, mainstream, whether or not, you know, necessarily the fights themselves, but peripheral, the memes, the, you know, extensions of pop culture. You know, one looks at Ronda Rousey, Conor McGregor, who was able to pop that bubble in mainstream. But going back to it, a lot of writers, bloggers have been, you know, saying that the whole concept of ring carding should be, you know, removed. Again, for those that don't know, ring card holders, predominantly until yours truly came around, they were females who would walk around with cards, and you know, it's a form of entertainment, and you know, the whole night is entertainment. Obviously, it's a sport. But moreover, the concept of entertainment, the reason why there's, you know, drinks, the reason why there's food, you know, the show itself, it's an event. It's all a package, if you will. But there has been calls to remove ring card holders because it potentially objectifies women. And again, one of the things that I do as a ring boy, trademark included, is I give the same level of respect to my profession, but also to my colleagues who are female ring card holders, and also, you know, the female MMA movement in general. But going back to the real cause of it is the concept of, in the true pursuit of quality, the answer is more, not less. So instead of removing a platform for a female to be a ring card holder, why not add a male? And that's where, obviously, I put in my hat, you know, metaphorically speaking, because I don't wear hats, not with this large head. But so I obviously was a ring card holder this weekend on Friday at Invicta 37, which there were great fights. Pearl Gonzalez got back in the winning circle, if you will, with a pretty dominant performance against Sanchez. It was a good back and forth, but Pearl was able to pull away. I love watching Pearl. Obviously, she's a great fighter. Respect to both fighters. I've gotten to know both of them over the nearly years I've been a ring boy. But her family comes out with her from Chicago. So we're in Kansas, and you know, she has a whole family, probably like 30, 40 people that come out every single time, and they're the loudest people in there. So, and it's loud to begin with, obviously. You know, everyone's excited to be there. But, you know, they drink, they have a good time, they get a little rowdy, but it's all in good fun. So it's really good seeing Rose, her family, and, you know, them and other fighters that I've gotten to know throughout peripherally and more eventually as friends too. So Hansen, Kay Hansen, she very, very active. I think in the last 2 years she's fought 7 times, so very active, if not more than what I'm saying. But I remember them talking about after she submitted her opponent, guillotine choke in the third round. Lindsey Van Zandt got her first win in Invicta. She is now 7-2, and the only losses prior to that were in Invicta, but she was able to bounce back and jump right forward into winning ways in Invicta. So really excited to see it. It was a weird situation. She was able to essentially place a kick in the first round, right off the hop, and injured her opponent. So that was unfortunate for her opponent, but, you know, glad to see Lindsay's hand raised nonetheless. And, you know, Hope Chase, she was ferocious against Megan Cawley. I've seen, this is the first one of Hope Chase I've seen, and wow, she was ferocious. So that's kind of the results of Invicta 37. But now, going to UFC 243, the reason why, you know, this is almost a perfect segue, for those of you who follow me on at Elias Theodore, very simple, that's my name and my handle for social media, both on Twitter and Instagram, you can see kind of the meme I put out there. It's kind of a famous one where, you know, people, when they have some kind of question, someone answers it with some math, and there's, you know, like some really complicated math problems, and something transforms. So this one was, again, kind of, I alluded to it in the capacity of basically a politician in Melbourne. That's where the UFC was this time. I've been there. I fought in Sydney in 2017, but I went to Melbourne, fun fact, Fun fact of the day. I think it's like 40% of Melbourne is Greek. It actually has the largest Greek community outside of Greece. And it actually even has a higher Greek population than the second largest Greek populated country in Greece. So, very interesting colors in regards to, they have this much the same, it's a port city, just like, Mykonos is, and it's a lot of the same colors coordinated in regards to their shipping area and also their, where the fishing area is as well, so, parallels. But I digress. A politician there has been arguing, tried to, as the UFC was coming to Melbourne, use that opportunity to push her political agenda, I guess if we would call it, argued, or at least put it out there, and, obviously, again, back to the Twitter, back to the sources of information that we get nowadays, they put it out there in the capacity of, calling an end to an outdated, quote-unquote, outdated practice of ring card holders, and I obviously created a meme for the cause, because, I just came from my own ring boying event out in Invicta in Kansas, and I threw my hat again in there to be the ring boy for UFC 243. Obviously, that didn't happen. It was more for fun, and ring card holders were still present, this card had a huge main event and a huger result in the headlining bout between it was a unifying bout between Robert Whittaker against Israel Adesanya. Robert Whittaker had been out for quite some time before there, I think almost 2 years, where Israel Adesanya at this point still hadn't even, I think he's had 6 fights in 18 months and has become champion now at 18-0 and had a hell of a second round finish against the current champ to unify the belts with his interim. He dropped Whittaker in the first, but Whittaker was very much saved by the bell, so you can call not only Israel Adesanya the champ, but Zach Morris himself, or would you call Rob Whittaker Zach Morris because he was saved by the bell. But either way, his game plan kind of came up short. Someone who's watched it now a couple times, I think Robert and his team very much looked at the positives that Calvin Gastelum, who went to a war with Israel Adesanya, some of the positives that he had in their fight, and that was very much pressuring Israel and not giving him a chance to think. But unfortunately for him, that put him in a way that Calvin really never did, or at least was able to survive, and Robert Whittaker essentially jumped into a counter after he got a piece of Israel. Israel countered with two, and it was the second one, the two-piece, as he even joked out, rocked Robert Whittaker, and beyond rocked him, put him on his back, and that's when Israel was able to finish the bout. So it was a huge ramification. You have Israel jumping on the scene in basically the amount of time that Robert Whittaker has been off. Both hail from the area. Robert Whittaker is from New Zealand, but he resides in Australia, and that had some beef between them, a beef between Israel and Robert leading into this, where Israel, a native-born Nigerian, or somewhere in Africa, I'm almost certain it's Nigeria, immigrated to New Zealand and has stayed there and is very much taken to pride of being from New Zealand. So there's some, tribal, not necessarily tribal, but more, regional, obviously athletic rivalry between them. Israel was able to finish them in the co-main event. Going back to Israel, you know, he very much cemented himself as a star in not only the middleweight division, but the UFC. He's interesting. He's fun. He's undefeated. He has like 80 kickboxing fights. He's, again, really attached to the whole, like, Reddit and meme culture, not only in MMA, but in general. He's a huge anime, and that's kind of like perforating outwards. And again, it's a way for him to reach into the mainstream beyond MMA. So, you know, all the power to him. He's, you know, undefeated in his MMA career and undefeated in the UFC, and just kind of rode the wave and rove one hell of a wave into the unified middleweight belt. So, kudos to him, and really excited to see who he fights next. But I think it's kind of set. It'd be him versus Paulo Costa. They have now beef themselves, and you know, they've been kind of talking trash, and it kind of writes itself. So really excited to see when that happens. And that's going to be another, again, battle between Israel Adesanya and Paulo Costa. Both are undefeated. I think collectively they'd be 31 and 0 between the two of them. Both of them are undefeated. Israel has a couple more, 5 more wins, but he's also the champ. So interesting to see when that happens, and what, obviously we'll talk about it when it all happens. But now going into the co-main event, you have Ala Quinta, who is in the co-main event against Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker is really good buddies with Israel Adesanya, and the bout was many ways a one-sided bout, with Al definitely had some moments in it, and the only thing is Dan was able to kind of pick away in some capacities as the fight went on. It was a decision, very one-sided. Not even necessarily one-sided. Al very much had some moments, but he was put on his back, unfortunately. But a great showing still with Al. Al is, you know, relentless, and there's no quit in him. Even though he falls 2 in a row, he's definitely still in the mix. Still on the top of the heap of the lightweight division, and can bounce back from this. Dan, you know, he takes the momentous leap. I think Al was somewhere around 4th or 5th, and Dan Hooker was 15th leading into this. So they're very much going to, you know, meet in the middle at some capacity in regards to what they switch around. It'll be interesting to see what Dan can fight from this. Couple other ones. Diego Lima, he was victorious, very much keeping a check with his opponent, Luke Jamau. I think it was Jamau. Yeah, I think that he was the Australian. Diego has been in the game for quite some time. Him and his brother have both been holding down. Have been holding down. Their respective organizations. Lima's been in the UFC ever since winning the Ultimate Fighter. Both eventually, originally, were from Bellator, and Diego's brother is very much still a staple in the Bellator division. He's taken on my homie, Rory McDonald, later, I think, this year in December. For the championship belt. They fought before, so I'm really excited to see the rematch and them taking off. But that kind of wraps up, in many ways, some of the biggest highlights. Sergey Spivka, he was able to get a submission, a hell of a choke, against Ty Tavassa. I'm messing up the name, but that everyone knows. Everyone that knows the name. Holly Holmes and Raquel Pennington were supposed to be on that card, but Holly had to pull out of injury. And then kind of going a little further down the line, my buddy from the Tough House. He was able to get a win. Jake Matthews in decision against his opponent. So he's been in it for quite some time, and he improves to now 15-4. So that is kind of the gist of a lot of what happened in MMA this week. Kind of recapping what's next for the UFC. I think it is UFC Miami, I think, is coming up this weekend. And then I think two following weekends, my pal Chris Weidman takes on, I think his name's Tom Reese. Let's see this. I think it's Tom Reese. No, it's not Tom Reese. Tom Reese. Dominic Reyes. There you go. I get hit in the head for a living. Bernardo, get hit in the head for a living. Sometimes these names elude. Want to know a fun fact? You can only really know about 300 names. It's anywhere between 150 to 300 names in your short-term memory. And then in your back-term memory, it takes a couple of seconds, or maybe like a word association if you met someone at, Walmart one time, or you met someone at the market. You know what I mean? It's some kind of association. Politicians are very good at this. You got Bill Clinton, who's renowned for knowing, oh, I remember you from the Ohio State Fair in like 1992. You know what I mean? He's renowned for that because it's the word association. But I think it's called the Doppel. I can't remember what the term is, but basically you only remember a certain amount of names. It's one of the interesting things that I deal with, people that know me. Our face is a certain percentage of our actual interaction with each other. So like, people look at you the same if they went to high school with you or they saw you on TV. If they recognize you, they give you a face of knowing you. So it kind of gives me anxiety sometimes and a little bit of face blindness. It's very interesting, where it's like, it'll take me a second to realize who someone is. As like, for instance, like there's been a couple instances. One example, I worked with this this woman at a bar probably now nearly 10 years ago, and worked with her for, let's say, a whole summer and part of fall. So like 4 to 6 months, right? And worked with her. Years later, met her boyfriend, her partner, at a stag. We were all gonna go to the same wedding in the Vale and Rhine. And we were all drinking, having a good time at the stag. And then he mentioned, oh, I'm so-and-so's cousin, or boyfriend, you used to work with him. I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool, awesome. Hit it off, tell her I said hi. And then about 5 months later, we ended up going to the actual wedding. It was like some time. It wasn't even like right after the bat. It was just like the wedding is going to be like 6 months later or 4 months later. I'm at this wedding having a good time, a couple of drinks, and there's this nice couple, and we befriend them the whole night or whatever like that. I'm like, oh, so great meeting you guys. And again, they were upset because I couldn't put two and two together. But again, a little bit of the capacity of, remembering names, remembering places. I've probably met hundreds of thousands of people the course of my life in some capacity. So it's not like I don't try to offend people, but it's a very interesting thing that kind of just, that I have to kind of coast through. One of that, like, for those listening and those that ever meet some, like, I know people, for instance, that are shit with names, pooped with names, I guess. Sorry, we're not supposed to say names here. We gotta get that beeping button. I'm gonna start giving you some sound effects. That's what we're gonna start doing. We're gonna have like number one means the certain bleep. The other one, whoop whoop. Have a little bit on. I don't know, over here. But I digress. Easiest way, Bernardo. Great to see ya. Hey, great to see ya. It's an open-ended. Someone will introduce themselves right after you, right after that. Yeah, sometimes I put my foot in my mouth. Hey, nice to meet you. Oh, we met 7 times. Shoot. But you know, no harm, no foul. But we have the UFC next week, I'm almost certain, again, in Miami. Coming up. And that one is... if Cub Swanson versus Gracie. And then I think it's Michelle Watterson. Michelle Watterson is fighting UFC Miami. Let's Google this. God for Google. No, that was Jacare versus... That already happened. It can't be. Maybe Tampa. It might be UFC Tampa. October 12th. Yep. It is... JJ versus Watterson. So, Joanna, the former champ, or former champ, the former champ is taking on Miss Watterson, and you have Cub Swanson versus Gracie, so that's a great card that's on there. You got the return of Mackenzie Dern and Amanda Rabas. We got a caller. Do I answer? Hello, Elias speaking. We got buttons here. Hello? All right, we are on our third show, and we already got prank callers here. I was hoping for the... You know, Mo Sizlak special, the, hi, I'm looking for a man. Oh, last name? A man to hug and kiss? Let's hope it's something like that. But we have a return of Mackenzie Germ, who is coming off of a baby. She had to give birth. Something I can't do. Definitely can't do. She's coming back. Oh, and a former opponent, Eric Anders, is taking on... Gerald, I always mess up his last name, Mershasher, I think it is. He's a jiu-jitsu ace versus my opponent, who's a knockout southpaw. You got Nico Price versus James Vick. You got Ryan Spann versus Devin Clark. You have quite a bit of... Oh! Hey, Sandra. Oh, we do have a caller. There you go. We have Sandra. Laugh out loud. I'm answering. Okay. Well, Sandra says, listen, either get rid of the ring card holders or introduce hot male ones too. We need equality. That's what I'm saying, Sandra. And that's why I am the Invicta ring boy. So I very much have been putting my services... and my money where my mouth is in the capacity of, you know, taking up that equality component and having fun with it. But again, I'm not trying to subtract or detract from a great night of fights. I am only looking to add. Again, it is an entertainment event, and that's what I always look to do. So again, thank you, Sandra, for your message. And the laugh out loud afterwards. But we're totally agreeing. I'm not going to call myself a hot male. I'll let people decide that on their own. But I am definitely male. And I'm a ring card holder for Invicta FC. But rounding up, we have, UFC Tampa next week. And then following that, we have UFC back in Boston. We have another phone call. At this point. Hello, Elias speaking.
No one?
Don't work. Okay. Well, we have our second prank call.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that we're at least getting some people watching this at this point, so we're up from nothing to something on my behalf, and I appreciate all that. Tuned in today for Main Monday with the main event, Elias Theodora. Thank you all that joined live, and those of you who are watching this after the fact, thank you so much. for once again tuning in. You can follow me at Elias Theodoro on Instagram and Twitter. And thank you again for Que Buena Radio TV for hosting yours truly, the main event, every Monday here. Really excited for our next show and coming back very soon. So, you know, next week I'm going to look to have another guest, and we'll also add in some other fun topics and other things that come along the way. So thank you again. This is the main event on Main Mondays. Ciao.